This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to inaugurate 103 Amrit stations across the country today. Of these, 19 stations are located in various parts of Uttar Pradesh and fully prepared to offer modern facilities aimed at improving the travel experience for passengers. More from our correspondent.
19 railway stations across Uttar Pradesh, including Bijnor, Saharanpur Junction, Govardhan, Fatehabad, Govindpuri, Izzatnagar, Bareilly City and Balrampur have been upgraded under the Amrit Bharat Station scheme and are set to be inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. The comprehensive upgrades are aimed at significantly enhancing passenger convenience and overall travel experience. Bijnor railway station is among those that have undergone a notable transformation. The newly renovated station now features air-conditioned waiting halls, elevators, spacious parking areas, covered waiting zones, purified drinking water facilities, modern and cleaner restrooms, advanced fire safety systems, and inclusive infrastructure such as ramps and toilets for Divyangjan. The new station building has been thoughtfully designed to blend modern architectural elements with the rich cultural and historical heritage of the region. Saklan Akhtar for Akashvani News, Bijnor.
Two delegations under India's aggressive global campaign to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism, which embarked yesterday, have reached their first country as part of their scheduled tour. An all-party parliamentary delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha has reached Japan. The delegation met with the Indian ambassador to Japan, Sibi George, there. Sharing a social media post of Indian Embassy in Japan, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal informed that all-party parliamentary delegation was briefed by Ambassador Sibi George on Japan's specific approach to engagements, setting the context for a strong messaging of India's fight against terrorism. Multi-party parliamentary delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde arrived in Abu Dhabi this morning as part of India's global diplomatic initiative to highlight its counter-terrorism efforts and to brief the international community on Operation Sindoor. The delegation was officially received by Ahmed Mir Khoury, member of the Federal National Council of the UAE, and Indian ambassador to the UAE, Sunjay Sudhir. Former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton has said that India is fully justified in taking self-defensive action against terrorist targets in Pakistan following the deadly terror attack in Pahalgam that claimed 26 lives. Speaking to a private news channel yesterday, Bolton stressed that Pakistan must take responsibility for controlling terrorist activities within its borders, warning that failure to do so could lead to serious consequences. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Denmark's Minister for Industry, Business and Financial Affairs, Morten Wotskov, in Copenhagen yesterday. They discussed deepening existing areas of cooperation and exploring new possibilities. The External Affairs Minister also met Denmark's Speaker, Søren Kade. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated his solidarity as India resolutely combats terrorism and valued his sustained support for building India-Denmark relations. The Maharashtra government has notified its long-awaited aggregator policy for app-based cab services such as Ola and Uber. The policy introduces rules for fares, driver training, EV adoption, as well as financial penalties for cancellation. A government resolution issued on Tuesday and approved by the state cabinet outlines a regulatory framework aimed at ensuring fair practices and a smoother experience for riders and drivers alike. In badminton, India's Prerna Alvekar and Mrinmayee Deshpande have advanced to the women's doubles quarterfinals of Malaysia Masters in Kuala Lumpur. The ace Indian duo defeated Taiwanese pair of Tsu Yatring and Lin Ji Yun 21-17, 18-21, 21-15 this morning. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians became the fourth and final team to storm into the playoffs, beating Delhi Capitals by 59 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. After being invited to bat first, hosts Mumbai scored 180 for 5 in stipulated 20 overs. In response to this, Delhi's batting lineup collapsed in front of Mumbai's bowling attack. The visitors got bundled out on just 121 runs in 18.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.